my involvement, I mainly acted as ecological expertise, I would say, because I'm a local educator. So I went to several city council meetings and spoke on the park's behalf in front of the city council. I wrote letters to city council members lobbying for the halt of the construction of any multi-story structures adjacent to the park. And I co-authored an article for the Cultural Landscape Foundation, which was put online, just basically giving a brief history of the park, ecological history of the park, or natural history of the park. And I think the main effort where I've contributed is just educating local kids on the importance of ecology and other living things and the fragility of the web of life, and how important sense of place and getting to know their own local environment, how important that is to protecting places like Reynolds.